This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, President Joe Biden and bipartisan group of senators reached an agreement today on a $1 trillion infrastructure package with the Senate ready to begin consideration of the key part of the administration's agenda. An evening test vote is possible tonight. Biden says Americans can do big things with the most significant long-term investments in nearly a century, on par with building the Transcontinental Railroad or the interstate highway system. ABC News will have much more coming up in just a few minutes. Now to Pueblo, where police are tracking strong leads in their investigation of a man's death. The body of Darren Castillo was discovered yesterday in a junk pile in City Center Drive. That's near I-25. It's believed the 46-year-old's corpse had been there for days. Anyone with information is urged to call police. Well, with a limited budget, growing needs, drought, and ever-present demand for water, the city's Department Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services in Colorado Springs taking steps to reduce its water footprint. In recent years, the department replaced Kentucky bluegrass with native grass in parks and elsewhere. Native grasses are more drought-resistant and need less water. The department spent about $515,000 in 2019 and 20 to replace the irrigation systems in our parks, but nearly two-thirds of the systems are 30 years old or more, and replacing those outdated systems would cost an estimated $6.7 million. A process would take 60 years with current funding levels. The city of Colorado Springs also says they're looking for employees. KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel has that story.
The city will hold a job fair Friday at the Meadows Park Community Center. Pre-registration is required, with interviews available during 30-minute segments between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. A link to the pre-registration page is available on the city's Twitter feed. Bart Betzel, KRDO News Radio.
A young child is back in his mother's arms after being found alone. El Paso County Sheriff's deputies tweeted the boy was originally discovered today on Robinson near South 26th Street. They also tweeted a picture showing the child playing with cars in an office setting. The boy, once again, is okay. Colorado State health leaders say that they're reviewing the CDC's guidelines in regards to wearing masks again before making any decision, and both El Paso County and Colorado Springs leaders confirm that they're not considering any mask mandates at this time, something people we spoke with in downtown Colorado Springs were happy to hear.
We think people are smart enough to take care of themselves.
I think people are over it, trying to live life. I know, of course, there's health concerns, but I really think it would be negative for our city and our county and everything like that.
It's not very effective at the beginning because, one, even if it did work, people don't keep them on.
El Paso County reporting over 700 new cases of coronavirus. Public health says the 717 positive tests were reported in the last 7 days and are mostly the Delta variant. And finally, Netflix is the first major Hollywood studio to enforce a mandatory vaccination requirement for all of its U.S. productions. It also impacts those who come in contact with the actors on set. Deadline says the new return-to-work protocols are agreed on by the Hollywood unions and major studios. The vaccine directive is the strongest measure Netflix can enforce under current protocols.
We're overshooting the 90-degree mark here in Colorado Springs this afternoon. Average high this time of year is about 87, 88 degrees, so we are several degrees above average, but not by much. Temperatures will remain in the 60s and 70s overnight tonight. Dry conditions with partly clear skies. And we really just rinse and repeat the forecast for Thursday, folks. We're going to be back up into the 90s for Colorado Springs and low 100s across the eastern plains. We will look for slightly cooler temperatures to return for the weekend. Steady highs in the 70s and 80s both Saturday and Sunday with widespread thunderstorms expected. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.